6% last week. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Dear Mr. President, are you worried that the country thinks you're full of crap? Well, you should be. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Sheriff Fred Wegener says Bailey, Colorado has forever been changed by Dwayne Morrison and the hostage standoff at a local high school.
He's terrorized our community.
Morrison was identified as the gunman who stormed the school and took hostages. The sheriff says some female hostages were sexually assaulted before police moved in.
He literally shot right at the SWAT team as they entered, turned and shot the female hostage. And then shot himself.
It's not clear yet what Morrison's motive was for the attack. Police say he had been living in his car. Hewlett-Packard's ousted chairwoman Patricia Dunn is on Capitol Hill. She told the House subcommittee she was told the company's boardroom leak investigation was above board.
Throughout the process, as detailed in my written testimony, I requested and received assurance that the investigation was being performed in the HP standard way, legally and properly.
Lawmakers are denouncing the intrusive tactics used in Hewlett-Packard's spying investigation. The Senate is backing President Bush by rejecting a move by a leading Republican to allow terrorism suspects to challenge their imprisonment in court. Bush was on Capitol Hill today to push Republican senators to pass his proposal to prosecute terror suspects.
We cannot be able to tell the American people we're doing our full job unless we have the tools necessary to do so.
An American Airlines Boston to Chicago flight was diverted to Manchester, New Hampshire after crew members and passengers smelled smoke. The plane landed safely. Terrell Owens is at practice today for the Dallas Cowboys more than a day after he was taken to the hospital. T.O. says it was all a big misunderstanding. He is questionable for the Cowboys' next game. Investigators in the Bahamas say they won't be influenced by a private pathologist in the search for the cause of death of Daniel Smith. An expert hired by Anna Nicole Smith says her son died accidentally by an interaction of methadone and two antidepressants. Officials in the Bahamas say they are waiting for their own toxicology tests. The Dow is down about 10 points. This is AP Radio News. Microsoft says its version of the iPod, the Zune Player, will sell for about $250. The AP's Allison Lind is in Seattle.
And essentially what they're saying is that the price of the Zune Player is going to be about the same as a similar Apple iPod, and the cost of the songs are going to be about the same as competitors charge as well. So the story here essentially is that Microsoft's not looking to launch a price war. They're not looking to basically lose a lot of money so that they can gain market share.
Zunes will go on sale starting in November. Microsoft also is launching a music service that will let people download songs for $1 each. That's about the same price that Apple charges for its popular iTunes music store. Well, it's a big deal at the supermarket. Margaret Knight is the first woman to be inducted into the Paper Industry Hall of Fame. She invented a machine to fold and glue paper to form flat bottom bags, the paper bags we now use at the supermarket. Knight was the co-founder of Eastern Bag Company. She died in 1914. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
How tall are you? What size shoe do you wear? Is your spouse or best friend the exact same size? Probably not, because everyone is unique. So why are you sleeping on a mattress that isn't made just for you? Personalized comfort is the key to getting the deep sleep you need. And now, you can have it on a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. With a Sleep Number bed, dual air chamber technology allows each side of the bed to be adjusted to as firm or as soft as you like. No more uncomfortable metal springs that can cause pressure. Awesome turn. The customized comfort of the Sleep Number and your back better. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as traditional innersprings, but have been tested to last twice as long. Plus, each Sleep Number bed is backed with a 20-year limited warranty and 30-night in-home trial. Discover your Sleep Number. Call 1-800-656-3700 for a free DVD and brochure, or to locate one of over 400 Select Comfort stores nationwide. That's 1-800-656-3700. 1-800-656-3700.
Joe's Landscaping, this is Joe.
Oh, hey, Joe. I'd like an estimate to install a sprinkler system in the forest.
Okay, your property's on forest land?
No. It is the forest.
I don't follow.
Well, I'm calling around for estimates to install sprinklers throughout our forests.
What?
Let me explain. We're a grassroots group looking for funding to combat people's recklessness with fire in the forest. We can't get funding if we don't have an estimate, so, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We're calling it the National Sprinkler System. Isn't that great?
You want to know how much a sprinkler system would run you for the forest?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't even make sense, sir.
Oh, no. Oh, you know what? You're right. Maybe we should just map out Olympic National Forest first.
Is this a joke?
No. Imagine being able to flip a switch and put a fire out.
Flip a switch. You know how much land you're talking about?
I know it seems big, Joe.
Okay, it seems big.
Well, they built that pipeline thing. That's pretty big.
No. I'm sorry. I can't help.
Wait, Joe.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, the Ad Council, and this station. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
Give me a time.
George Bush's theme song.
Let me love and steal. I have been.
I know. How obvious can you get? But we like the song anyway.
How can I?
I'm sitting here. I can't get pollster.com. It's not the whole internet. It's just, I don't know, some of these websites. I can't get the story on the Drudge Report about the book burning. But he crashes sites because he overloads them. But where is pollster.com? Oh, my God. I'm trying to look up the race in Texas. Oh, God. Joe Lieberman is 10 points ahead of Ned Lamont in Connecticut, which I think everybody expected that. You know, every day, you know, he's going to win. The Republicans are all going to vote for Joe Lieberman because he is a Republican. But this other guy, I am in love with that Republican running. Remember, Mr. I'm gambling in the Indian casinos under a fake name, Schlesinger. This guy is between 4% and 5% in the polls. That's it. A major party candidate is between 4% and 5%. And you know what he said yesterday? He said, we're within shouting distance of winning this. We're within shouting distance of winning this thing. Says the man polling 5%. Would you want somebody that detached from reality to be your senator? You have to feel sorry for him. He can't get anybody to support him. The Republicans don't want anything to do with him. Nobody wants to know him. Maybe it's because they don't know whether his name is Alan Schlesinger or what was his gambling name? It was like Alan Gold. See, George Allen, he didn't care. He took a Jewish name to gamble. He took the name Gold. That's Jewish. Oh, and this George Allen thing is never going to end. Now they found somebody. You know what George Allen's new name is, the senator from Virginia? You know what people are calling him now on the left? The people who think they're hip and cute? Senator Mikakowicz. So they get everything in. They get him calling the kid Makaka and the fact that he's a Jew. Unbeknownst to him, Jew. So Senator Mikakowicz. You know, they've been digging up people who went to college with him who said, oh, he said nigger all the time. And the thing with sticking the deer's head in the mailbox, which you gotta kinda like. Don't you? Gotta kinda like it. See, people should get a pass for what they do in college. I don't think they should be bringing this crap up. I really don't. I don't think that's fair. If you first of all, he comes, this is this other weird thing. He's a big southerner, Senator Allen, except that he comes from California. He never went to the South until he went to college. This is like an other whole Michigas this guy has going. It's like with Bush. Bush is a Texan. He's not a Texan. He was born in Connecticut. He went to all the fancy Eastern schools that they hate. You know, where did he go? Harvard or something, you know. But no, he's a Texan. You put on a pair of boots and you walk with your legs and your arms, you know, 40 feet apart. And you're a Texan. So this Mikakowicz Allen, he's no southerner. But if you're going to make your whole political career, I guess, in Virginia, you know, you're wiping away the first 17 years of your life, you know, when you were in California. And he studied up on the Confederacy. When he was governor of Virginia, he wouldn't, oh, God, can you believe this? He is a beautiful one. He wouldn't have a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And then when he finally said he'd have it, he put it together with another holiday honoring Jefferson Davis. So this is a guy, you know what it's like? He's a convert to being a southern bigot. And you know, converts are the worst. You know, the converts are the most energetic. A non-smoker, somebody who used to smoke and stopped smoking, is more against smoking than somebody who never smoked. The converts to a religion are more into that religion than people born into that religion. So, because this guy only discovered the South when he was, you know, 17 or something, he's like more of a southerner. He's got nooses hanging in his office. He's wearing Confederate flags day and night. So he sort of hasn't grown up. Whereas his competitor, Mr. Webb, whose first name keeps escaping me, who, by the way, when Mr. Makakowicz, George Allen, ran for Senate the first time, the guy running against him now supported him. Because the guy running against him was a Republican who had worked for Ronald Reagan. Only he hates George Allen by now so much that the guy became a Democrat so he could run against them. So they've now dragged out somebody who says, well, Mike Webb or whatever the hell his name is, he said nigger. He said nigger when he was in college. He, I don't know. He would drive to the black part of town and point guns at them to scare them. So they are now running an entire campaign for Senate. An entire campaign for the Senate of the United States of America based on what these idiot boys, both of them, did when they were in college. Instead of saying things like, when Mr. Webb was like the head of the Navy or the secretary, whatever he was, did he have like a noose in his office? Did he make a big deal about the Confederate flag? Did he like not want Martin Luther King Jr. holidays? Gee, maybe he's like matured. Where is this George Allen? There's obviously something wrong with him. You know, sometimes things wrong with people are like an accumulation. Because I don't think by itself, I'm sorry, I don't think anything you did was so terrible. You know, you're an idiot, you're 17, 18 years old, you're in college, you're a jock, and you're saying nigger every other word, you know. All right. But, you know, 30 years later, you should have changed. As I said, Robert Byrd was in the Ku Klux Klan. Whichever famous Supreme Court justice was in the Ku Klux Klan. People mature, they develop, they see the error of their ways. So just because they found, you know, one person who said that, oh, Weber, pointed guns, we drove through the black part of town and pointed guns at black people to scare them. People grew up in the South. Well, I mean, Allen didn't, but people who did have a lot to overcome. You know, people who grew up in the South, were in the South in the 50s, it probably was very hard to stand up. You know, those were the days of, if not total segregation, they were the days of Jim Crow, where it was just taken for granted. You know, if you're a white person walking down the sidewalk, the black people are all going to, you know, step to the side for you. It was in a way more insidious, I would think. You know, than when it was horrible. You know, when it's so blatant. It's one thing, but this Jim Crow was blatant enough, but insidious enough that you could, I think if you weren't strong-minded, you could probably sort of grow up thinking, well, this is just the way it's supposed to be. The black people are supposed to step over to the side because I'm walking down the street. So you have a lot to overcome. You know, if you had parents who didn't believe that people were not equal, that was one thing. You know, I've been sort of dipping in and out of that Mockingbird, that book about Harper Lee. And her father, you know, was not perfect, but he was into you treat people equally and you treat everybody decently and all of that. But even she had problems. But this George Allen, who didn't even grow up in the South, you know, let go of it already. let go of it. Actually, his record, I read, unfortunately, the Wikipedia article, because that was the easiest one to find. But they've shut down George Allen's Wikipedia article. There's a note, well, can you imagine what's going on with that, where people can go in and change it? So you're not allowed to go in and change George Allen's Wikipedia. You know, I could see maybe he's not the most horrible person that ever lived. And I said that, you know, I wouldn't vote for him. This just gives an idea what 2008 is going to be. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, the New York Times today, just so they'll have something to write about next week. The Democrats may take over the Senate. We've been through the New York Times with the Democrats are going to take over the House, right? And then 10 days later, the Democrats shouldn't be so sure they're going to take over the House. And now we're up to, gee, it looks like the Democrats may take over the Senate. So can we all figure out what the fourth article is going to be, the next one? Democrats have no chance to take over the Senate. Then maybe they'll go back to letting us take over the House. Because they need to fill up those pages. They need to fill up the pages of the New York Times. So they just have to predict and predict and predict, and every minute they have to predict the opposite of what they predicted the minute before, which is probably the only reason they make predictions. And of course, if you say one thing and then you say another thing, then you can always say you were right. I just thought of that. No matter if you make both predictions at different times, then no matter what happens, you were right. You know, the New York Times could say, well, we said the Democrats were going to take over the House. They never have to mention when they said they wouldn't. And then if we don't, they could say, well, we said the Democrats weren't going to take over the House. There you go. You haven't made in the shade. Wasn't Keith Olbermann great last night? I never watch it, but Michael Savage had a toothache and he had to go to the dentist. And I didn't even think to turn Keith Olbermann on. I'm going, there's nothing on. And somebody says to me, what about Olbermann? And I said to me, watching television is not watching cable, even for Keith. But he has producers. He has a staff. His staff is not instant messaging and eating lunch and talking on the phone all day. His staff put together a piece on Bush, what Bush did about the USS Cole from the minute he came into office. You know, because of that whole argument with Clinton. They got sound clips. They got a timeline. They got everything. And you know, because they didn't certify, the intelligence agencies did not certify until after Bush was in office that it was Osama bin Laden who had blown up the USS Cole. Which means Clinton couldn't do anything. What are you going to do? While Clinton was president, they kept saying, we don't know yet. We can't, say for sure. So Clinton couldn't do anything, but sometime very shortly after Bush became president, the intelligence agency said, all right, we certify, we promise you that the attack on the USS Cole was done by Osama bin Laden. And do you know what Bush did about it? Nothing! Absolutely 100% nothing. So we all know that Keith, you know, did not put that piece together himself. So just think how fabulous it is to have a staff on your side, working for you. Oh, my God. Keith was in the emergency room. I'll tell you about that. And I'll take that call, Doug. Just hang on. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Ed Schultz riles up the righties at 3 p.m. East, noon West. Stephanie Miller spins the right-wing spin at 9 East, 6 West. And Bill Press starts your day with a dose of common sense. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West.
This is Sirius Left 146.
Attention business owners, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors. Are you tired of high tax rates and being a target for lawsuits? Then consider incorporating in tax-free Nevada. Nevada is extremely corporate-friendly and pro-business. It offers some tremendous benefits that other states don't. Nevada has no corporate or personal taxes, and Nevada allows for a higher level of privacy for a business and its owners. So if privacy, asset protection, and tax savings are important to you, call Nevada State Corporate Network at 866-854-5282. If you have a business or personal assets, you need to protect yourself and your family from lawsuits. The bulletproof protection from Nevada corporations makes it virtually impossible to get at your hard-earned assets. Get the protection you need and all the tax benefits you're entitled to. Incorporate today before it's too late. Call the knowledgeable experts at Nevada State Corporate Network for a free consultation. They can get you incorporated by phone in just minutes. Call now, 866-854-5282. 866-854-5282. That's 866-854-5282.
Start your day the liberal way with Bill Press.
Okay, here's the latest. We got to support the war in Iraq, says George Bush, because it's part of the war on terror. Get out of here. The war in Iraq has nothing to do with the war on terror. In fact, Iraq is a huge distraction from the war on terror because it takes resources away from the true enemy, which is Al-Qaeda. So don't believe George W. Bush. Believe me.
The Bill Press Show, 6 a.m. East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay, wait a minute, I have to get this screen back. Doug in North Carolina.
Hi, Lynn, how you doing?
Okay, what's up?
Second time caller, enjoying your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm pretty much a kind of like libertarian, maybe slightly Republican, but anyway, I was on the Free Republic blog site yesterday.
Oh, God, I haven't looked at the Free Republic in years.
Well, I tell you, it's pretty much the extreme Republican point of view.
Oh, I know, I know. They're beyond Republican. I don't even know what they are.
It was really fascinating yesterday. Now, you had Dick Armey, who was a Republican representative out of Texas, and supposedly the article was that he pretty much attacked Dr. James Dobson, and saying that the Republican Party shouldn't be really kowtowing to this guy, and that what they did with the Terry Schiavo thing was all wrong.
Dick Armey?
Yeah, Dick Armey did. You might
wow, Dick Armey came to his senses.
Yeah, I tell you, the venom, the attack against Dick Armey, it was like, good riddance, glad you're out of here. Somebody even said, like, go slash your wrist, you're not, you know.
Yeah, that's those Free Republic people, that's them.
Oh, yeah, and so, but then it was kind of pretty much ironic, just reading all those things. I think I put my post on there. I said, the reason I don't like Dr. James Dobson, I said, first thing, you know, he only went after Dr. James Dobson. You guys are acting like he attacked all Christianity, which he did not. And I said, my problem with Dr. James Dobson is during that Ted Bundy interview where he went out and sold it, saying it was Ted Bundy and pornography that caused him to all those killings. I said, if you did any research, he would have realized he was being duped. I said, in my opinion, he was spitting on those people's graves. And I was really surprised I didn't get any response to it, because either I was telling the truth and they couldn't come back on it, or either they got...
Oh, that never stops them. The truth does not stop the people on the Free Republic.
So, but it's always funny. Every time if I slam Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, oh my God, they just really, you know, name calling and everything else. It's like, hey, I thought you guys always say it's the liberals who name call. And if you bring up facts, you know, they don't listen to them. They just go back to name calling.
Yeah, they're wild. Look, you can be, in a way, as wild as you want on the internet. You know, what is it? Nobody's hurting anybody. It's conversation. It's free speech.
Sure.
You know, and you expect it. You know, I mean, if you really didn't like it, you wouldn't go back.
That's true. That's true.
So, but they are... Although, I'll tell you something funny. I met many of them during the impeachment. You know, you can imagine what they thought of me. And they used to have demonstrations in New York. And none of them are really horrible people if you meet them. That's why it's so much in the realm of fantasy. You know, you would think if you met them, they'd be all like raving maniacs with their hair standing up on end and they'd be all drooling or something. But they're not.
Yeah, and people get braver on their computer where they know pretty much they're not going to be going face-to-face with somebody.
That's right, unless you're somebody who thinks you're about to meet a 13-year-old girl.
But, yeah, it's pretty ironic. You ever watch South Park?
Very rarely. I did for about a year, and then it just got boring to me.
Well, last night, you know, after reading about Dick Armey's comments and him bringing up Terri Schiavo, South Park did their own little spin on Terri Schiavo, where Kenny was killed, as he always is, just about every episode, and they brought him back to life, but he was brain damaged, and then it turned into a big argument for, like, pull the feeding tube, do not pull the feeding tube, and they found his last will and testament, and they lost the last page, so they were going back and forth. They're putting back the feeding tube back and forth, back and forth, and then finally they found the last page, and it was pretty much, and all I asked for is if I am in any type of, you know, comatose condition, please don't put me on the media.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to start watching that again. I never remember. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Take care.
Okay. All right. When, I don't know. When I'm describing TV shows, I even realize, why am I sitting on the radio describing TV shows? David in Florida.
Hey, Lynn, I'm going through a scales treatment. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Anyway, they just passed the bill for the Torture Act.
They did not on CNN when I last checked, but I believe you.
No, they passed. I'm going through a scale house. I'm a truck driver, so can I?
You want to call me back?
Can I please? Yes.
Yes. Okay, goodbye. I'll say goodbye and just call back.
Thank you. David
in Florida gets to call twice because he didn't get to talk. He's the second time that somebody was getting weighed while they were, like, calling me. That happened before. Lance in Arizona.
How you doing?
Okay, what's up?
I was calling. I don't hear very much this mentioned on the radio much. The first World Trade Center bombing, that happened 6 weeks after Bill Clinton took office.
Yes, it did. He didn't blame anybody else, did he?
But never once did he blame the first George Bush for that.
No, I have actually mentioned that. That he never blamed anybody else for anything.
And if I recall, those people are in jail right now. And this coal bombing. Could you imagine what the Republicans would be saying if he would have started a war a month before he left office?
Oh, my God.
And, you know, and they constantly want to blame him for these things, and they don't think. You know, it's like they say things, and the dumb right-wingers just listen, and they don't hear the facts. And they just take what they say. You know, and it is just really crazy. They constantly throw this stuff out. They just throw everything out.
Well, that's why what Clinton did on TV on Sunday was so great.
I sit back and I eat popcorn. I thought it was the best thing in the world. You know, and
because he didn't let them get away with it. He didn't let them get away with it.
Exactly. And that's my biggest problem with a lot of the Democrats right now. They just sit back and they take it. And, you know, I want them to come out swinging, come out fighting. You know, let them just say
it. Yeah, but it's like they're going, what is the right-wing line now? The right-wing line now is, you know, Clinton flipped out. He went crazy.
Right. But I know better. You know better.
You know, they all think, and you know what started that reaction? Remember Howard Dean?
But see, what Republicans do, they throw so much at you until you have a hard time trying to figure out what you should fight back at. So my thing is...
No, just start with something.
My whole thing is, let's just throw things back at them, make up things about them too.
We don't have to make up one thing about them. What would destroy the Republicans is just telling the truth.
I'm going to make up something about George Bush right now. I saw him at a strip club last night.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, you know what? There is a real rumor on the internet for years that he's really gay. And that's like a big internet rumor for a long time that George Bush is really gay.
Look how you walk. Look at that with a leg move. But you know.
Well, I thought that was like just to try to pretend he was from Texas.
Well, that, you know, but see, if it was, that's his business. But, you know, my thing is, they just constantly make up stuff, and we just sit back.
I know, but it's fake because Clinton did it, and Hillary is doing it. Oh, and then Condoleezza came back and said, oh, Bill Clinton cut the whole intelligence budget, and he undermined everything against terror. And, of course, I'm thinking, I certainly don't know the budgets. But I don't you remember that they kept saying to Clinton, you have to balance the budget?
Exactly.
So if he cut anything, it was because they didn't stop yelling at him.
And they don't recall when they shut the government down twice because he wouldn't do 30 things.
Well, they claimed that, you know, of course, they claimed that he shut the government down by not giving in to them. But we know the truth. Thank dear, your phone is starting to break up, and I have to take a break. But it's true. Bill Clinton set an example. Don't sit there and let these fucking people fucking lie. You know, set them straight.
Attention, ditto heads. Enter, but enter at your own risk. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Hey, I'm Sam from Earthlink, and this is Tom on the drums. Okay, here to tell you about some of the great services you may not know Earthlink offers, such as high-speed access. You make it sound like a joke when you do that. We really have high-speed access, as well as low-cost home phone service. Tom, not funny. We have VoIP and wireless phone service, too. You want to make a joke about that?
Earthlink offers more than you think. No joke. Learn more at 1-866-EARTHLINK or earthlink.net.
I just don't know which one to get. This shouldn't be so hard.
You know, buying a high-definition TV can be easy.
Well, that's news to me.
You're at a warehouse club, so you're into saving money. Have you checked out Vizio?
Who?
Vizio. They're an exciting new brand that just happens to be the fastest-growing flat-panel TV company in America.
Wow.
And the price, get this, 37-inch LCD HD TV for only $999. You want to know more?
I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
Yep. All Vizio TVs 32-inch and above come with a 1-year in-home service warranty with lifetime tech support.
Wow. Maybe this can be easy. Say, how do you know so much anyway?
Well, I came in here last week to get some of those free samples, and I left with 3 Vizio TVs.
Cool.
Don't be surprised if everyone you meet starts talking about our superior value. From 13-inch LCDs to 50-inch plasmas, Vizio brings you a whole family of high-definition products at an amazing price and with great customer service. Plus, CNET.com reviewers and users alike give the Vizio products some of the highest ratings, available at Sam's Club, Costco, and at VizioTV.com.
Vizio, where vision meets value.
Started a business? Want to help reduce your taxes? Provide peace of mind by protecting your assets. Incorporate now with LegalZoom.com. Just answer a simple form online. It's quick and affordable. LegalZoom is not a law firm and can only provide self-help service at your direction. Visit LegalZoom.com and for a special discount, type Sirius in the referral box at checkout. Incorporate your business. Form an LLC. Even create a living will or trust. Go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Well, I'll tell you, there was no doubt. I don't know whether it's on CNN yet. I didn't even look. I mean, the torture bill is going to pass. You know, it's not like we're all sitting here on the edge of our seats on pins and needles going, oh, is the torture bill going to pass? They even got 34 Democrats in the House yesterday to vote yes on the torture bill. And, you know, my website, I try to keep my website pure. You know, I try to keep it, we all know where I'm at. We all know that it's been pointed out to me there are days half my stories are bashing Bush. But I try to, like, if the Associated Press says, detainee interrogation bill passes the House, my inclination is to write, is to put up a headline that says detainee interrogation bill passes the House, as happened last night. Even though you have to look at it 4 times as you're typing to find out, because you can't remember how to spell interrogation. Because you think one of those letters is a double letter, but you can never quite remember which one. 2 R's? 2 G's? I don't know. It's up to me. But I can't do it. This is beyond. I can't write detainee interrogation bill. That isn't what it is. It is a torture bill. It is a bill wiping out habeas corpus. It is a bill that basically allows the President of the United States to look at me if he feels like and say, you're an enemy combatant. It does not preclude saying an American citizen is an enemy combatant. And nobody points out, why does this bill exist? Does anybody remember why this bill even exists? Does anybody remember? Because the Supreme Court struck down all the rules they had for interrogating and trying the detainees. They said it was unconstitutional and you have to write new laws. Oh, see, Garrett just did. See? Even Garrett, who sits here all these hours, he didn't remember that. Why doesn't one article point that out? I mean, they act like this torture bill just, you know, it came to be. Don't you think that it would have more meaning if they kept pointing out that the Supreme Court had struck down the previous rules because they didn't follow the Constitution? Wouldn't it make this bill sound less legitimate if somebody pointed out why it even exists in the first place? But it's all right. The House of Representatives, 34 Democrats voted yes for the torture bill. And we'll see what happens in the Senate. And, you know, Bush has to sign and then they all have to go home and campaign. And I have no doubt, by the way, it seems to me that the Supreme Court is going to strike this down too, you know. They struck down the other one. I think this is worse. They have no access. If somebody grabs you and says, Garrett, you're an enemy combatant, we're locking you up, and you say, I'd like to go to court, please, habeas corpus. Take me to court and let me prove I'm not. And they say no. This is not just undermining America. This is sort of undermining the underpinning of Western jurisprudence, starting whenever the fuck the Magna Carta was. When was the Magna Carta? In like 1400. It's like just undermining all civilized jurisprudence for, the, you know, 500 years, 600 years. It's like you should read, I won't post it because you have to register, but the New York Times editorial, you know, they finally woke up at the New York Times. It's horrible. And nobody say, oh, we have to, and you know what the whole point is? Why did they have to pass it now? Why? So that the Republicans can go home and accuse the Democrats who voted against it of coddling the terrorists. And let's ignore the fact that you don't know they're a terrorist till you give them a fair trial. At worst, maybe they're coddling people sold to the United States by the Afghans. Did you see what's in Musharraf's book? Do you know that Musharraf was given millions and millions and millions of dollars? He turned over about 360 prisoners to us. And we paid him tens of millions of dollars for these people. Have they ever gone on trial? It's ridiculous. Okay, David, what do you weigh?
Oh, I weigh about 70,000 pounds, you know, 70,000.
Wow, what are you carrying?
I got on some frozen seafood heading to Jacksonville.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, but on a serious note, I mean, this is just absolutely infuriating that you could be going to an airport and happen to be sitting next to a gentleman of Middle Eastern descent, you know, and be picked up and held without, you know, any type of probable cause, any type of, you know, like knowing what you did wrong, and they can hold you indefinitely.
Yes, and you don't get to go to court and say, excuse me, I never saw him before.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, and it's just, and you
it's Kafka-esque. It's very Kafka. It's like Kafka. It really is. It's like a Franz Kafka book.
And I just can't believe, you know, that basically even the Democrats, I'm a libertarian myself, And, you know, I mean, I just absolutely can't believe that, you know, the Democrats would give in to this just because of the fact that they could be held that over our head, like you said, saying that, oh, you know, we're being too easy on the terrorists and this, that, the other thing, you know, and it's just...
I don't understand it. I don't understand how anybody can be for it. How can you be for this and say you're an American?
It's because, you know, they want to sit there and not be held responsible for their actions so they can get votes later on down the line.
Well, I'll tell you another thing. I'll tell you another thing I think that's at play here. I think that because this gives the president the ability, it's like Congress isn't doing this. What they're basically saying is saying the president of the United States can look at, you know, David driving his truck and lock him up for the rest of his life. And I think it's them just saying, we don't want any part of this. They're just putting it all on to the president so that nobody can ever try the entire Congress's war criminals also.
Exactly. My grandfather landed on Normandy Beach back in June 6th, 1944.
Yeah, for this. For what?
No, he landed because he didn't, you know, he wanted to fight the tyranny and oppression of Hitler. You know, this...
Yeah.
You know, that was a totally different time in the era back then. Yes, our constitutional rights was on the line, but now for what? George Bush and his big oil buddies?
Well, and you know, this the other fabulous thing about the torture bill is it's retroactive.
Oh, yeah. That's
so that anything Bush has done since 2001, he can never be tried as a war criminal, which he certainly is.
You're absolutely right, Lynn. God bless you.
Oh, good. Yeah, what good does it do? We get to yell and scream. We do. Have some shrimp on me, babe. Bye. Okay. Why do you have to bring fish into Florida? I guess he's in the middle of Florida. Aren't there fish? Like, isn't the whole point of Florida it sticks out in the ocean? That's what I thought. Barry, you don't have any water in Arizona.
Well, man, it's like this. I enjoy your show. I'm really from Tennessee. I enjoy your show. And
thank you. You need to say what you want to say fast because we can barely understand you. That cell phone is horrible.
All right. I'd just like to say that George W. Bush, everybody knows it. He's scared to death of Osama bin Laden. He's in bed with Osama's family and all their old buddies, and he's never going after him. I heard a speech or an interview with Miss Rice a few weeks ago, and I'm not sure when she gave it. They asked her about why Bush wasn't going after Osama bin Laden, and she said he was irrelevant. They're in control in Iran and Afghanistan now, and they don't really need to look for Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful when you, like, ignore... They have this way of, like, getting us into these horrible situations. And then maybe at this point he is irrelevant, you know? But they won't take responsibility that when he wasn't irrelevant, they never try to catch him. You know?
You know, the way I see it, he's the cause of a lot of this. He's the leader of this.
Yeah, but they allowed this...
You got a leak in a dam.
Yes.
If you don't plug the leak...
Well, up. I'm with you. Thanks, hon. Now, the point I was making is that it's like now we're in Iraq, and there are terrorists in Iraq. Nobody would deny that. Would you deny there are terrorists in Iraq now? There certainly are terrorists in Iraq, right? So they say we have to stay in Iraq because there are terrorists. Now, on some level, they're 100% right, because the situation at the moment is there are terrorists in Iraq. And maybe to show them that we won't run away, maybe there's some logic. I'm not saying we should stay there, but you can sort of see that there's some logic in saying, well, there are terrorists there. We have to stay there. But why is it? They made the terrorists go to Iraq. They, like, created the situation. And you say, but there weren't terrorists in Iraq until we attacked Iraq. I know, but that was in the past. And again, there's still some logic in saying, well, they have a point. You know, does it matter in the year 2006 that there were no terrorists there before we got there? They're there now. So I don't know, did they do this deliberately? Or are they just like totally manipulative? You know, that they're just using everything. I don't think, you know, I'll tell you the other thing. I don't think there are that many terrorists there. And I think some of the intelligence agency, there certainly are terrorists. But how many people killing American soldiers and killing each other are just Iraqis? You know, the ones killing our soldiers are just Iraqis that wish we would leave. What's that poll came out today? That 60% of the Iraqis say, get the fuck out of my country. As we would say to somebody. So how many of them are just insurgents or freedom fighters or whatever, you know, just want to get rid of us? And all the other people, they found 40 more like tortured bodies. Those are just also Iraqis. The Sunnis and the Shiites killing each other left and right. I'm just at that point. You know, like, I get there every week. I think I explained, like, you could do a website and put up stories and you read them and you know what's happening. And, like, it has no emotional effect on you. But when you have to talk about this every day, it's enough to drive a person insane. That the United States of America is sitting there passing a bill about how much you can torture people, how long you can lock people up with no chance of getting rid of habeas corpus, how you can put people in some kangaroo court where they don't even see the evidence against them. Oh, but these people are worse than any other people. No, they're not. The Germans were pretty bad. The Japanese were pretty bad. And these people, you don't even know if they're terrorists. I don't know. I don't even know who to blame. I really don't. This must be somebody's fault. That people just sit here, that people are like, Garrett's now getting a Christ complex. All right, we'll crucify you at any moment. What is this headline? Month of Holy War. Oh, because it's Ramadan. That's how they want to celebrate their religious holiday. Somebody is calling for somebody to attack somebody. Oh, and we have this lovely police academy that we built in Baghdad. Oh. Some company that I never heard of got the contract to build all these buildings in Iraq, right? Some American company. Never heard of them. It's not Halliburton. It's not Bechtel. It's some other one. And they built the police academy in Baghdad. It's supposed to be this fabulous place. Well, first of all, we've all seen Police Academy. So we all knew that was probably doomed from day one. Those were such great movies. Whatever happened to Steve Guttenberg? I loved him. He was on one of those, like, the Surreal Life or something, wasn't he? Didn't he turn up somewhere? Anyway, they spent $75 million to build the police academy, right? And they used such bad plumbing that the pipes, the feces, just burst out of the pipes, falling down on the sleeping recruits day and night. The concrete floors are lifting like 2 feet up. $75 million of ours. So you know who they're blaming? They're blaming the Army Corps of Engineers, who for some reason I have in my mind that the Army Corps of Engineers are like the most perfect, fabulous people who ever lived on Earth. They're blaming them. So that's $75 million down the drain. And now they're saying, gee, maybe we'll look at everything else this shitty company, and literally shitty company, was building. Because this is probably the company that they were supposed to build like 800 health clinics, and they built like five of them, but they spent all the money because they said they had to use it all for security. So our money is just being wasted, squandered. People's lives are being squandered. And we're turning into like a Franz Kafka. What's that one with the guy where they lock him? Is that the castle? There are some Kafkas I never read. Kafka makes me very nervous. The one where they lock the guy up, and the whole book is like the guy going, why did you lock me up? And they'll never tell him, and he can never find out. That's what we're turning into. It's just like, I can't deal with it. I really can't deal with it. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left 146.
Laugh Break 105 is clean, family-friendly comedy you can listen to with kids in the car.
I don't want to see just the movie when I get to see some previews first. I like that guy with that deep voice, like,
one man, one way. One desire. They went too far. They broke all the rules. One man, Kermit the Frog.
Where's my money?
Laugh Break 105. Comedy for everyone.
Thank you for calling Gateway. How can I assist you today?
I need computers for my new business.
Oh, no problem. Let's discuss your immediate needs and where you want to go in the future.
It's that easy?
It's that easy. Let's get started.
Okay, great. Let me tell you what I'm looking for. As a small business owner, you have a lot of concerns. We don't want your technology to be one of them. See what our small business productivity tools, like ultra-reliable servers, powerful desktops, and the innovative M285 convertible notebook with Intel Centrino dual mobile technology, can do for your business. As technology consultants, we can help address your challenges with expert advice and personalized solutions. Now, with the purchase of a new Gateway PC like the M285 convertible notebook with Intel Centrino Duo mobile technology, we'll even throw in 30 free minutes of Answers by Gateway, where industry experts are available to answer all of your questions. Call 1-800-GATEWAY or visit gateway.com to find out how we can help your business succeed.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
Rocky, the poor Katrina survivor who drove his FEMA trailer to Washington on a hope and a dream. Yeah, I knew there was something suspicious. He didn't be able to afford the gas money to get up to Washington, just on the hope the president would meet with him. And it turns out, the president always has time for very successful Republican businessmen who've run for office.
The Stephanie Miller Show, 9 p.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146. Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Now you want to hear, I love these stories. Everybody always tells me I'm so pessimistic. I love this. There was a $208 million, you know, whatever, lottery. I don't know which one it is. I don't keep track of these. And for years, it's Sargento. But it's in Wisconsin. I love this because, like, Wisconsin is a real state and has real people living in it and everything. You know, not like where I live. You know, they pool their money. They said between the 50 and 70 people, 70 to 90 on the planned second shift usually pooled their money to buy lottery tickets when the money, when the jackpot's over $100 million. But she went against company rules, the woman who, you know, there's always who's organizing this. And she announced it on the loudspeaker. So they got like 100 people, and they won $208 million. Now, that means each person gets $2 million, $100, $200, a little over. And I don't think these people are paying 50%. But say they're paying 50%. That means, do you realize what that means? These people, the majority of these people, earn between $30,000 and $50,000 a year. I would be happy to get $1 million. But people, they make $30,000 to $50,000 a year. They have families. They live in a real state, you know, like with normal, you know, a normal state. What is that? $1 million. 100 people. And you wonder how many job openings there'll be. Anybody on the waiting list for the Sargento Cheese Factory in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin? They're going to be calling you because I bet some of them work. Some of them will keep working because they always do. Fond du Lac. I love when this happens. This is so much nicer than when, like, the one person wins or two people win. Because it's so much money. This changes your life. $1 million changes your life. How fabulous. I feel I ain't gonna go buy Sargento cheese in honor of them. I am. Because it's not fattening, those the sticks. Whatever those are. You're allowed to eat those. All right, we have another hour. I'll be back.
Tired of hearing liberals are wimpy? We'll show those blustering blowhards. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Level 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Lakeland, Florida, police are searching for a suspect who shot two sheriff's deputies. They are in the hospital. Their conditions are not known. It happened near a high school in Lakeland. The search is going on in a wooded area around the school near Interstate 4 in Lakeland. Investigators in Bailey, Colorado are trying to figure out why Dwayne Morrison would storm the local high school and take hostages.
Morrison was living out of his vehicle, although he did have a Denver address. There are no known connections in this area, but the investigation is still ongoing there.
Park County Sheriff Fred Wegener says Morrison sexually assaulted some of the female hostages. One hostage was killed. Morrison killed himself as the SWAT team burst in. A military tribunals bill has cleared a major hurdle in the Senate.
Just a few hours after the president made a quick trip to the Capitol, the Senate narrowly rejected an effort to give suspected terrorists the right of habeas corpus, the ability to protest their detentions in court. Senator Patrick Leahy called it an outrage.
Over 200 years of jurisprudence in this country, following an hour or so of debate here, we just get rid of it.
But South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham countered, the reasoning is simple.
It impedes the war effort.
The proposal was the final major hurdle to Senate passage of the bill. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
In an audio tape posted on the web, the new leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq says more than 4,000 foreign insurgents have died in Iraq since the U.S.-led invasion 3 years ago. The AP's Lauren Frayer has more at Cairo.
The leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq in this audio tape is encouraging insurgents to step up their attacks on Westerners and offering an amnesty to fellow Iraqis who have cooperated with coalition forces.
IBM is recalling more than 500,000 laptop batteries made by Sony. It's the latest in a series of problems with these batteries. The others were made for Dell and Apple Macintosh computers. This is AP Radio News. It looks like you might get a price break on heating bills this winter.
A trade group cites an unprecedented recovery from last year's hurricanes that disrupted natural gas supplies. The Natural Gas Supply Association notes that consumers should benefit from increased production and expected record inventories left over from last year's record warmth. Chris Conway is the group's chairman.
We should see lower prices for the consumer, and hard to quantify that, but there should be relief, and they should feel it.
Conway says weather is the key factor that could yet change the market's fortunes. Mark Hamrick, Washington.
When it comes to real estate, Billy Joel is a seller. Billy Joel is selling his Long Island mansion, the asking price, $37.5 million. Besides the huge house, there's a guest cottage, a pool house by the beach. A spokeswoman says Billy Joel is not moving out of Long Island. He has property in Sag Harbor. Wall Street, the Dow is up 9 points. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Travelocity presents the gigantinormous sale.
Holiday, here I come.
Save $100 instantly on your vacation.
Smashing.
Plus, get $200 off your next one.
Cha-ching, bada-bing.
Hurry, save up to $300.
300 buckaroos? That's mucho moolah.
Book now. Sale ends November 16th. Restrictions apply. For details and other great deals, visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Dark and mysterious 1 minute, and red hot the next. Chocolate by LG has soft touch technology with a glowing touch-sensitive keypad that lights up and reacts to your touch. It also features a rockin' MP3 player and VCast music on demand, camera camcorder, and Bluetooth. With all this in a sleek, stylish, cutting-edge slider phone, you'll instantly become a chocoholic. Don't say we didn't warn you. Chocolate by LG, exclusively at Verizon Wireless. LG, life's good.
Thousands of people have doubled, tripled, even quadrupled their income, not by working harder and not by working longer hours, rather by working smarter, by working from home.
I make as much as $25,000 a month. You didn't have to have, you know, some special training or anything like that.
Your whole life can change.
Our first year in a business, we did $78,000.
I found this incredible opportunity. Last month, I made over $14,000.
We'll guide and mentor you to a lucrative opportunity where you can make money right from your own home. As with any independent business, there are no guarantees regarding income or success, and results will vary.
I started making an extra $5,000 a month, just very, very part-time.
I now make $5,000 a month, and it's simple, fun, almost magical.
Go to SeriouslyExcited.com and get started today. And respond now while this is still a free service. Go to SeriouslyExcited.com. SeriouslyExcited.com. That's SeriouslyExcited.com.
Excoriating the right and anything else she doesn't like. Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
People who work at the Sargento, and man, did they make sure, you know how I know? They had a press conference, and just like any good business, you see these two women in the front, who, by the way, look very butch to me, and the people in the back, but what, how do I know it's Sargento? There's a big banner right over their head that says Sargento. Very good. Whoever does PR for that cheese company.
I hear the...
Oh, no. Hey! That's for the Sargento PR person who got the banner in the picture. Okay, so 100 people. Now, they had been buying these lottery tickets, lotto tickets, for 3 years. And they had been praying, and they were so discouraged that these people were thinking of starting to buy their tickets at a different store. Because their luck was no good. So somebody suggested, wait, now the Christians, wait, Jerry Falwell will be wanting to kill them now. Somebody suggested rubbing the belly of a Buddha statue, which some say will bring good luck. So they put the statue on the tickets in somebody's locker, and they all went to the locker and rubbed the Buddha's belly. And they won $208 million. Most of them say they're going to keep working. I must be very lazy. There's something wrong with me. I might keep doing this. I'd be doing it from my beautiful condo somewhere, however. I'd be doing it from a condo with an ISDN line in a place where it never goes below 60 degrees. Okay. So they don't know if it's the Buddha or it was their prayers to God. Oh, thank God they got God, and so Jerry Falwell isn't going to have to want to kill them. They turned in the ticket. Okay, now here's the story. Garrett asked all these questions, being a man. I'm just so happy. You look at all these people. They all look like they're legal citizens of the United States to me. If you look at the picture, they all look legal. Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. They had a news conference. Guess what the name of the store is? I love this. I have this vision of America that's from like 1930. Well, no, make it after the Depression. Make it after the war. 1950. All right. You know what the name of the store where they bought the ticket is? Ma and Pa's Grocery Express. In Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. If it wasn't cold there, I'd go live there. What a fabulous Ma and Pa's grocery. I bet it's owned by a real Ma and Pa. Not a 7-Eleven, not a what is that one we have here? Express Break or that, I don't know, where the gas stations are and they sell that shitty coffee. Ugh! Okay. The store is going to get $100,000. All right, that's not bad. Ma and Pa can use that. Four winners have left the company. Four of the people. Okay, now get this. A 63-year-old woman retired, so she'll be having a lovely retirement, won't she? A man who went into business with his wife. Well, there you go. A little extra money for that. Another person wanted to pursue other opportunities. Now, here's a fabulous one. Guess who the fourth one is? Some college kid who worked there for the summer. Won like $1 million. Okay. Other workers say they plan to keep working at the factory. Most workers say they earn between $30,000 and $50,000 a year. This lady, Mrs. Entringer, because she's the one who arranged this, so they talked to her. She's going to invest her winnings and look for a lake home. And Shirley, her friend. Now, what they have to do to split the prize, all right, this is all an answer to Garrett's questions. They have to get a court order to split the prize. And the lottery's going to get one within several weeks. And they're just splitting it evenly among all the people. Now, let's hope that my vision of goodness just lasts till they get the court order to split the winnings evenly. And you don't get one nasty schmuck who's going to go, I put in $20 and she only put in $5. So why should get 4 million, you know, let's hope nobody does that. So human nature just doesn't rear its ugly head. And each person can pick either a lump sum or installments. Most people pick the lump sum, which is around $665,000 after the taxes. That's the lump sum. People who pick the installment plan will get about $1.4 million after taxes. They will get annual payments for about 30 years, with the first about $25,000 and the last about $79,000 after taxes. Look at this. A 23-year-old guy says he's going to keep working too, but he's planning for an early retirement. I want, if you're getting the payouts, that's interesting. If you're getting the payouts and you die, is that part of it? Do you get to leave the payouts to your family? I guess that's maybe different in every state. Oh, you do. That's in New York, though. This is Wisconsin. All right. Wow. Wow. Isn't that a great story? That is such a great American story. Except if before they get that court order, somebody starts up. Out of 100 people, what are the chances that out of 100 people, none of them is going to turn out to be a schmuck? In New York, there would be no chance. You would definitely have a schmuck. But I don't know. I don't know. I just think it's lovely. I just think all those people get, because nobody needs $208 million. Oh, well, here we go. Here we go. Polls, Lieberman up by just 2 points. And another poll says he's up by 10 points. That's terrible. Oh, my God. All right, and we didn't do the Jean Pirro story. Jeanine Pirro. I must actually, thank you, CNN, because they made it a national story, so I don't have to feel guilty. Well, it's kind of a hot story. So we have this lady who was the district attorney of Westchester County, which is a pretty big county. And Westchester, it's like people who live in the Bronx. If you live in the Bronx, if you live high enough up, it's a little New York thing. People say they live in Westchester when they really live in the Bronx, because it sounds better. Because it's much classier. Do you know who's moving to Brooklyn? Did you see you just bought a brownstone in Brooklyn? Not even in the fancy part? Maggie Gyllenhaal and Peter Sarsgaard just bought a brown. What? Yeah, whatever, with the cross. Well, yeah, but they're not like lovers. They're friends. Maggie, Jake was with Jamie Lee Curtis is what, 55? And Jake Gyllenhaal, who finally I noticed to walk on stage in New York with Jamie Lee Curtis. He finally put a fucking shirt on. Did you notice that he finally put a shirt on? They looked very chummy, but I really doubt that, you know, like some 28-year-old guy is, banging Jamie Lee Curtis. But anyway, Maggie Gyllenhaal and Peter Sarsgaard are just bought a house, and not even the fancy part of Brooklyn. I don't think even the part where Heath Ledger and then what's her name live. All right. I'm just looking because I'm trying to see if they passed the torture bill yet. And then I'm seeing Keith Olbermann. I'm going to have to post this when I get home. Oh, no, this is video. Oh, stop with the fucking video already. Oh, no, it's a transcript. All right. You know, yesterday there was an item in the New York Post that Keith Olbermann got in the mail at his home, which they tell you not where it is, but it's Central Park South, which is, isn't that only a couple of blocks? Central Park South is not like a big long block. Anyway, with a white powder in it. So he calls the police, apparently. And they send a hazmat team, and they make him go to the emergency room where he says he spent 10 hours. You know, even though they kept saying he wanted to leave. Because, it was obvious it was nothing. It was just white powder. Somebody's, you know, trying to scare him. But it came to his house. That's scary. I mean, you know, if it comes to your office, that's one thing. So yesterday, the New York Post, on page 6, the gossip, ran this snarky little item about, like, what a wimp Keith Olbermann is. You know, oh, he gets a letter with white powder at his house. You know, and oh, he calls the police, and oh, he made them take him to the emergency room. We don't know if they gave him a lollipop when he left. I mean, really nasty. If you're somebody in the public eye, right, particularly against these fucking... Can you imagine if this would have happened to, like, a right-wing host? What they'd be saying about us? And you get this at home. That is really, really scary. I can tell already, Garrett, if you have to cover one ear to talk to that person, don't try putting them on the air. So why mock him? And then as Keith Olbermann was explaining yesterday, the police and the FBI got called in also. Asked him not to report on it, not to talk about it. Because they, you know, the theory being that they had a better chance to catch the perpetrator, whoever mailed it, if, you know, Keith just put a lid on it. But it must have been, I guess they get their information. I'm not a real reporter. I will admit this, unlike other talk radio hosts. So the thing is that they asked them to keep quiet. And apparently the Post must have just gotten it off some police report. And they never thought to call NBC or CNBC or Keith Olbermann or anybody. So they printed it, which was kind of antithetical to the desires of law enforcement. But in a way, you know, you sort of can't blame them because they never bothered to call anybody. You know, they were more interested in printing erroneous information without checking it. You know, because it's the New York Post. So Keith Olbermann really gave it to them. You know, he accused them of, supporting the terrorists. I mean, that's like a terrorist thing to do, isn't it? Although then somebody said to me, why is mailing detergents? Is that against the law? And I'm like, oh, please. You know, they may have mailed detergent, but you know what was in their mind. But then what are you dealing with? Then it's a thought crime, I guess. I guess it's a thought crime also. It's very confusing. But Keith Olbermann also pointed out, remember when those two Fox reporters were kidnapped in Gaza? And Fox, apparently because law enforcement, you know, or people who know about these things, said to them, nobody should cover this like it's a big deal. Keep it low key. You know, it's like, remember when Jill Carroll was kidnapped, you know, the Christian Science Monitor girl? They know that you have to keep it somewhat low-key to allow, you know, all this back channel, whoever talks to whoever, you know, to go on. You don't want a big brouhaha in the media. So NBC was one of the places where Fox at that time said, could you kind of just play down? Don't make a big deal about our two guys, because it'll make it easier to get them back. And, of course, NBC said, of course. You know, we don't want them. We don't want to make it worse. But when it comes to Keith Olbermann, the New York Post just couldn't contain itself, could they? No, they couldn't. So he gave it to them. I'll never give up listening. Oh, look, the best reviewed show of the season is on tonight at 8 o'clock. And I'm not going to get to watch it, but I'm going to tell everybody else to watch it, okay? You should hear Tom Shales of the Washington Post, who's a very cynical TV critic, is coming in his pants. Ugly Betty. Ugly Betty at 8 o'clock tonight on ABC. It is of comedies. I mean, I guess Studio 6. Well, 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 excuse me. Garrett and I are leaving now. Where's the party? Some guy just rolled by with, what about 12, 20 cartons of beer? I don't mean 12 six-packs. What's in a carton? 24 bottles of beer? What's 12 times 24? A lot. Where is there a party, Garrett? Well, we're not invited. Heineken, too. I didn't know they made Heineken light. Oh, my God. The whole point of Heineken would be totally... why would you want Heineken light? Ugh. I wouldn't drink light beer. I'm a Guinness person, so you know I'd never drink light beer. All right, so let me go back to Ms. Jeanine Pirro. Because this story, now that they've nationalized it, this just shows you what sacks of shit politicians are. This is like, really, I was going to talk about it before. It's on the level of all this George Allen said nigger in college. You know, where if he weren't still behaving, Mr. Makakowicz weren't still behaving that way. You know, even I would say, oh, for God's sake, get over. This really... This Jeanine Pirro thing is the lowest. And then it's Tabloid Thursday. I'll be right back. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Real literal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146. America, the way it ought to be. On Sirius Left 146.
Start your day inside the Beltway with Bill Press. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West. Then it's Alex Bennett, Tom Hartman, Lynn Samuels, Ed Schultz, and Stephanie Miller.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that different. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-335-7600. That's 1-800-335-7600. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
Alex. Alex. Bennett.
I didn't get laid till I was 18. When was the first time for you, Garrett?
31.
You're only 28 now. Oh, you're looking forward. You're hoping. I was a late bloomer. I was waiting for the woman I loved. And then I suddenly realized you didn't have to wait for the woman you loved. Do it anyway.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Senator Arlen Specter introduced an amendment to the torture bill. And the amendments allowed the prisoners habeas corpus. It allowed them to file a petition in court, which I guess means that somebody has to explain why they're locked up, right? And it got voted down because the Republicans said allowing them to appeal being locked up, which is a fundamental right. In Western jurisprudence, not to mention our Constitution, would clog up the courts, and nobody has time for such crap as habeas corpus. So they voted it down, 51-48. I'm going to kill myself. I really am. This is horrible. How can we bother with some crap like habeas corpus? How can we bother with the conduct? This is going to be so struck down by the Supreme Court. Isn't it? I mean, this is worse than what they said was no good in the first place. Oh, God and merciful heaven. God and merciful heaven. Lindsey Graham, who is like good on this for 5 minutes, he says, oh, God, giving them the right to habeas corpus, it just slows down the war effort. It's irresponsible to let people challenge us locking them up for no reason forever. Okay, Lindsey, he's the one I was saying nice things. Oh, Jesus, I'm going to talk about Jeanine Pirro. You people read about this yourself. I can't talk about it. So here's Jeanine Pirro. Now, if you've never seen Jeanine, okay, she has spent 12 years, but been elected 3 times as the Attorney General of Westchester County. And, you know, she's for the death penalty. Yeah, she's a Republican. I'm voting for her, by the way. But she is and if you look at her, what do you put in mind of? I'm sorry, I know this sounds racist, but you look at Jeanine Pirro, and you think of like some mafia wife. She really is. She could be on the fucking Sopranos. And she is married to a sleazebag. She really is. Oh, my God. He went to prison. This is all while she's the Attorney General of Westchester. I don't know what order all this happened in. He had to admit that like 25 years ago, he fathered an illegitimate child. He went to prison for tax evasion. As well, his wife is the Attorney General of a huge New York state county. And every 5 minutes, it seems, he is getting a speeding ticket or a drunken drive, whatever. The guy is like horrible. But it's her business. So yesterday, she has to call. Now, she is running for the Attorney General of the entire state of New York. Remember, she was going to run against Hillary for Senate, and she messed that up. The whole mess. So yesterday, all of a sudden, during Judge Judy, they're promoting the 5 o'clock news, and they keep saying, Jeanine Pirro's holding a press conference. And I'm saying, what is she dropping out? What's going on? Blah, blah. Well, it turns out that last summer, she had reason to believe that her husband, by the way, was also, they connected him to some, like, mafia-owned garbage company. I don't know where you are, but in New York City, the mafia, it seemingly runs all the private carting companies here. Or they did. So it seems that now Jeanine Pirro is, she's in her mid-50s. But, you know, she's like, she's pretty well-preserved. You know, she looks good, she's thin, you know, too much makeup, chews gum, all this, whatever. Well, it seems that about a year ago in the summer, 2005, Jeanine Pirro had reason to believe that her husband was cheating on her. And they have a 23-foot boat, and for whatever reason, she thought that he was taking his little Tootsie Wootsie and banging the woman on the boat. So she calls up a friend of hers who's a private dick, as it were, and says, you know, I really would like to, you know, bug the boat and see if he's banging this chick on our boat. Now, I presume the boat's her boat and it's their boat. Wouldn't you think you could do what you want on your own boat? Well, sadly for Janine, the person she had, the private dick she was consulting with, was Bernard Carrick. You remember him? He was the toady police commissioner when 9/11 happened. The only reason this man was made police commissioner is because he had to be after Giuliani fired, who was it, Bratton? I don't even remember. But Carrick had to be the police commissioner because they couldn't remove his head from the mayor's ass. So they said, look, if you're going to walk around with your head up this guy's ass and we can't even, like, break the vacuum enough to get your head out, you might as well be the police commissioner. Just a lickspittle toady, to quote Lionel. And then he was the guy, remember, that Bush was going to make the head of Homeland Security? That's how he got famous, Bernard Carrick. Remember? And 5 minutes after they announced his name, people crawled out of the woodwork. This guy, his middle name was Corruption. Bernard Corruption Carrick. He was banging his publisher, and somebody donated an apartment for the workers at Ground Zero to take a nap. But he's banging Judith Regan. He's taking money. Oh, God, what a sack of shit this guy turned out to be. Well, Janine Pirro's mistake was that's who she called to be the private dick to bug her boat, to see if her husband's banging some chicky poo. And why was that a mistake? Well, it was a big mistake because the FBI was bugging Bernard Carrick. Okay, are you following this? This is going to be great when it gets on Law and Order, which it will this season. This will definitely be a Law and Order this season. Okay, so the FBI is bugging her private dick. And they hear her. Now, I don't know how the FBI works. I would just think if you're a person with a half a brain in your head, you would say, oh, Jesus. You know, it apparently is technically illegal for this woman to bug her own boat. It's illegal to wiretap. But I would somehow think if you're like an aggrieved husband or wife, don't people do that all the time? Well, they either are out to get her, or they're just, as she said, overzealous. And they decide they're going to start investigating her for illegal eavesdropping. Don't they admit this is our money? So, now she also pointed out yesterday that all this stuff about her being under investigation, this is supposed to be private. Somebody leaked this to the media. And some reporter said to her, do you think there's anything political about this? And Janine, see, sometimes you have to love this woman. She looks at the reporter and says, it's 41 days before the election. What do you think? What do you think? So, I mean, this is just ridiculous. I didn't know you couldn't bug. If like, I owned a boat, I couldn't bug my own husband on my own boat. Why is that illegal? He's not political. He's just the mafia or something. Why can't a wife bug to see if her husband's cheating? I absolutely don't understand. Why should that come under regular? That's not like if I put a bug in Garrett's apartment. That's her husband. I don't understand it, but it is just, and I'll tell you something, that guy running against her, who's the son of, you know, our endless Governor Cuomo, I think he's behind all of it. I think he's a thug. I think he's a sack of shit. And I'm voting for this woman who is way too Republican for me. So that's what's going on in New York, but it has been nationalized. All right, we're going to take a break, and I will zoom through the tabloids, unless this call Garrett is screening is just so fabulous. But I doubt it.
Your America, the way it ought to be.
Real Liberals Talk Radio,
Sirius Left 146.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Barracuda Network's firewalls protect against all these threats by providing effective content filtering, IM policy management, spyware removal, and complete email security, all from a simple network appliance that's affordable and easy to use. Tell your boss or IT administrator today that you know how to stop spyware, adware, spam, viruses, malicious traffic,
even detect and remove infections already on your network
by calling Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM,
and ask for your free trial.
More than 35,000 leading companies around the world rely on Barracuda Networks spam firewalls and web filters to ensure their privacy and safety. So choose the firewall that won Network Computing Magazine's Editor's Choice for 2 years running. Get started today by trying a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM,
888-ANTI-SPAM,
or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
Trying to stand above the clutter in today's world is not an easy task.
Superfriends Marketing and Promotions Group, a full-service media firm, can help you stand above the competition by creating a cost-effective media campaign with impact, utilizing some of the top local and national radio shows, like the one you're listening to right now. We can show you how to reach millions of your customers for a fraction of the cost. You're still acquiring new customers the old-fashioned way through magazine, newspapers, direct mail, and telemarketing. Give us a call today, and we'll provide you with a free 15-minute market analysis. Call us at 866-SUPER55. That's 866-SUPER55, or on the web at superfriendsmarketing.com. That's super, F-R-I-E-N-D-S, marketing.com. After all, Superfriends believes so much in the power of radio marketing, we even use it ourselves. At Superfriends Marketing and Promotions Group, we'll make your ideas fly with success. Call 866-SUPER55. 866-SUPER55 for our free 15-minute marketing analysis.
Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
All right, well, wait a minute. All right, hang on, because I have to tell you what's in. Which one is this? This is the Globe. Steve Irwin baby tragedy. Oh, please, I'm sick of them all. Here is Sharon Osbourne kissing a dog. I'm not even going to say it. It's too obvious. You say it. You say it for me. And what is with this drag? What is this drag all of it? So, you know, John Travolta we now have, he looks fabulous. Christopher Walken. Oh, it's the same movie in Hairspray. See, Christopher, wow, he's much better looking and drag than, oh, all right, Steve Irwin's wife wanted to have another baby. Well, not anymore. You know, what can I say? I'm sorry. I'm supposed to feel sorry for her, but I really can't. He was a psycho, and she must have been a psycho. Tony Danza and his wife are getting a divorce after 20 years. I'm surprised. I thought he was supposed to be like the nicest person. Am I wrong? Do you know the second most trusted celebrity in America is? The first one is Tom Hanks. And the second one is Michael J. Fox. I think that's nice. I trust Michael J. Fox. Steve!
Am I on?
Yes, you're on. Fast.
Hey,
I think it's interesting that you think it's okay to bug your husband, bug your boat, bug your house, and try to catch your husband, but you don't like us bugging calls from Al-Qaeda to this country.
Oh, please. Wait, what are you, retarded? Are you retarded? Would you please? I wouldn't even bother wasting time to explain to a person who doesn't know the difference between Al-Qaeda and his wife. That's all. Nobody has any objection to them bugging Al-Qaeda. We have objection to them bugging us. Okay? Cunning Condoleezza flirts up a storm. Oh, I heard about this. With Canada's bachelor politico hunk. Supposedly, I heard somebody mention this yesterday, but it may be because these actually come out on Wednesday, I discovered. She is being linked romantically to Peter McKay, the foreign minister of Canada. But you know what they say? They say that linking Condoleezza to this Canadian foreign minister is just a plot to cover up, guess what? Her affair with President Bush. Oh, Jesus. Can Laura Bush, well, I guess they'd investigate her. Can she bug George? And we have pictures of Kirstie Alley. This is very interesting. You know, Cher, where did Cher sell all her stuff? She's moving away from that gothic stuff, and she sold all her stuff. I don't know, did she do a fancy auction? I'm not sure. She either eBayed her stuff, Cher, or she did some fancy auction. And Ellen Barkin, you know, got dumped by the head of Revlon, she is doing a fancy auction of $15 million worth of jewelry he gave her. Kirstie Alley, this is such a great picture. She's like in a house dress with no makeup. She looks terrible. She wants to get rid of stuff. And she just had a yard sale. She just put on a house dress and lugged all this crap out into her yard and sold it. Do you know what she has? Do you know what Kirstie Alley is selling, Garrett? Garrett. Do you know what Kirstie Alley is selling? She has one of those Dalmatians. She has one of those Dalmatians that they used to give away on that's from Wheel of Fortune, isn't it, when it was good? Oh, my God! And she is like, she has these lovely 1950s chrome bar stools. I can't believe it. She has one of those Dalmatians. But she just, a very low rent. She sounds like a very nice person, Kirstie Alley. Just throw all this crap out in the front yard, and I'll sell it. I guess she doesn't need the money. I mean, although Ellen Barkin, you know, you're not going to give away $15 million worth of jewelry. You do want top dollar for that. What else? Oh, God, there's just page after page after page of the Steve Irwin guy. Way too much. Osmond Brothers sold us a meth house. All right. This is like nothing. Oh, this is terrible. Here's a picture of Larry King looking very small. He's very small. And he's bringing home diet pills. Hoodie pills. Huge boxes. Wow. Very strange. He certainly doesn't need to lose weight. Did anybody see Clay Aiken last night? Oh, my God. Larry King, you know, it is so obvious they're trying to get him a younger audience. Last night he had Clay Aiken, who giggled for 1 hour. Poor Clay Aiken. He apparently has panic attacks. And he wanted to talk about that. But he likes Larry King. They like each other. So for an hour, Larry King is saying, "So, what about those rumors that you're gay?" And Clay Aiken says, well, I can't answer every rumor. And Larry King says, when did a rumor start? And Clay says, you mean about the panic attacks? And Larry King says, no, that you get. It was so funny because poor Clay Aiken was trying, he just wanted to talk about his panic attacks or anything. And Larry King just couldn't get off the gay thing. And then somebody said to me, oh, my God, that's like when he had Oprah. Larry King kept saying, so, are you and Gail gay? They're obviously trying to get Larry King a younger audience. And you know who his guest is tonight? Ashton Kutcher. They're trying something. Because I think Hannity and Combs creams him every night. So I think they're definitely going for the younger crowd. All right, fashion verdict. You know, I'm getting to where I don't even know who the hell and half these people are. Sharon Stone, they don't... Oh, she's wearing something lovely. Demi Moore looks freaky. You know who looks really freaky? Who's going to be taking over from Joan Rivers any day? Arianna Huffington. I saw, if it had not said underneath Arianna Huffington, I wouldn't have had a clue. Not a clue. She doesn't look so much freaky yet as she looks totally not like Arianna Huffington, which must be freaky to her. I could see having plastic surgery so you can look in a mirror and say, and look and see yourself like as you were. But how freaky must it be to have plastic surgery? And you certainly look 20 years younger than you are. But you don't look anything like yourself. Or maybe to herself, she looks like herself. But to me, she doesn't look anything like herself. All right, well, the Globe, let me tell you, don't buy it. God, this is the worst issue of any tabloid I've ever seen in my entire life. We'll dance through the Inquirer.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
If you keep a flashwater on the front seat of the car so you can reach your kids in the back seat of the car.
My name's Paul. I'm a sailor driving through Nebraska right now on my way to Maryland. I barbecued a steak on an engine block. John Devon, I'm a flatbed truck driver rolling through Texas. I've actually financed a tattoo.
This is the McCarthy family out of Liberty City, and we're a bunch of rednecks, and we love blue-collar comedy.
You might be a redneck.
Blue Collar Radio, Sirius 103. Your house is a time bomb. Your mortgage is set to explode. Your fixed rate term is ending and your payments may double, even triple, your living month to month. If you don't do something now, you may lose your house. Credit problems? Quit worrying and defuse that bomb with North American Corporation. Right now, get a $250,000 mortgage for less than $950 a month based on a 2.2% rate. And the payment is fixed for 5 years. Get some cash for home improvements. Catch up on bills. It's not too late for that stress buster summer vacation. 100% financing options in 40 and 50 year terms available. Call North American Corp now and for a limited time get a free appraisal credit at closing. Call now, 800-317-7664. Imagine a $250,000 loan for just $950 a month and the payment is fixed for 5 years. Take away the worry. Call North American Corp now, 800-317-7664. That's 800-317-7664. Loan example based on a 2.2% ARM, $250,000, 360 months, 7.68% APR. Licensed by the DRE, number 01218455. North American Corp. 800-317-7664.
Tom Hartman.
Now, I've got serious problems about the integrity of voting machines, but my bigger problem, and this is the issue that nobody's talking about, that we all should be talking about, is that the voting machines are owned not by us, but by private corporations. Privatizing the vote is a felony against democracy. There's no other way to describe it. I want the corporations out of my vote. That's a felony.
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
All right, we have in the Inquirer, it says, Steve Irwin had a head injury before he went into the water. Dig him up. All right, dig him up. Martha's mom plays peacemaker and spat with Diva's daughter. This way, they get a picture of Martha Stewart and Alexis and Martha's mother. You will never see a picture of Alexis Stewart that gives you one millionth of an idea of just how gorgeous and hot that woman is. She did, really, nothing. You'll never notice it. Mom 30 leaves her family to set up house with 16-year-old lover. Why not? Who cares? Life or death battle to save Candace Bergen after stroke?
No.
Really? She had a stroke on September the 17th? Wow. How come we never heard this before? She had a stroke? Does she had a six-hour operation? Wow. She actually looked like crap last week on television. It wasn't clear that she would survive. They transferred her to intensive care. They released her 3 days later because, you know, what the hell? They're not going to keep you in the hospital. Oh, Jesus, is this true? They expect her to make a complete recovery. Wow. Okay, I don't know. I certainly... It's the first I've heard of this. And they have Tony Danza getting a divorce again. And here is David Spade playing a gay fireman on something or other. See, he's a fireman with makeup on. Nothing could improve David Spade as far as I'm... I think David Spade is just... He's up there on one of... To me, repulsive... Repulsive. Doesn't even begin to describe what I feel about David. Oh, guess who's becoming the current highest paid sitcom star? My man, my Charlie. But Jesus, compared to the real high paid, you know, he's this season's highest paid sitcom star. But he's getting crap. Getting $350,000 an episode. Now, remember what the Friends people were getting, $1 million a piece. And that Ray Romano, I had forgotten that. They last season, to get him to do the last season, they were paying him $2 million an episode. But Charlie, he's no idiot, Charlie. I don't think Charlie's spending all his time looking at porn. Because Charlie has some business interest in the show, in Two and a Half Men. So he's going to get money when they sell their... I think they've already sold syndication. He's not a guy who spends all his time looking at pornography, is he? Seems to spend a little time with his lawyer. All right. Bruce Willis and Brooke Burns... are going to have a baby? Oh, they're going to adopt a baby. Maybe they're going to get married again. Those people are all crazy. I don't understand. I mean, it's sort of nice that everybody gets along and everybody's friends. And Bruce hangs out with Demi and Ashton. And Ashton's with Bruce's kids. And I still think Ashton Kutcher is going to end up banging one of those daughters. I really do, don't you? I do. Somebody on Extreme Makeover, his plastic surgery hurt. Oh, dear. And they wouldn't help him. Ruben Studdard is checking in to a weight loss program.
No, really? Why?
Clay Aiken isn't gay, at least as long as his mother is alive. Okay, the Fire Rosie campaign heats up. Barbara Walters has apparently said it's a big mistake. Not if you had a brain. Keeper. Rosie calls Oprah gay. Yes, she did. Rachel Ray attacked. Oh, do you know who the two most annoying women on earth are? Now, Garrett would put me in there, but aside from that, I would shoot my television before I'd watch either one of them. Katie Couric and Rachel Ray. If you wanted to drive, you know something? I bet you Congress would vote against allowing making people watch, that would be going too far. They'd say waterboard them. Waterboard them, but do not make people watch Katie Couric or Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray is so perky that she makes Katie Couric seem dead. I've seen Rachel Ray on television for about a minute and a half. And I swear to God, I hate that, the sight of that woman. Hate her, hate her, hate her. Horrible. The world's most evil wife, Anna Nicole. Oh, that's so sad. That poor kid. He was a heroin addict. He was on methadone, too. All right, let me tell you something. These magazines this week suck. Worse than usual. All right. Well, we'll be able to tell you tomorrow all about the torture bill. Yes, the United States of Torture. If I'm still alive tomorrow, I'll see you. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left. Thank you, Garrett. Goodbye, 146. Whatever order I don't.
To all former conservatives,
welcome to 146. Nice to have you on our side.
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left, 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Listen to me, folks. We will find him. We will bring him to justice.
There is a search going on for a man accused of shooting two sheriff's deputies in Lakeland, Florida. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says it happened during a routine traffic stop.
Shots were fired. Numerous shots were fired. As a result of that incident, two of our deputies have been shot. The canine's been shot. And the suspect's still at large.
No word yet on the conditions of the deputies. The shooting happened near a high school in Lakeland. That building is in a lockdown. The sheriff in Park County, Colorado, says the gunman who killed himself after shooting and killing a female hostage had methodically picked his victims and sexually assaulted one of them.
I've gone from upset to angry. Angry that this man has done this to our community. Angry that this man has done this to our children.
Sheriff Fred Wagoner identified the gunman as Dwayne Morrison. There are more problems with computer batteries made by Sony. More than 500,000 batteries made for IBM ThinkPads are being recalled. Julie Belize with the Consumer Product Safety Commission says there is a fire risk.
Lenovo received one report of a battery overheating and causing a fire that damaged a notebook computer.
The Senate is expected to approve President Bush's plan to prosecute terror suspects later today. Earlier, despite opposition from Vermont Patrick Leahy, the Senate defeated an attempt to let terrorism suspects challenge their imprisonment in court.
Betrayal of the most basic values of freedom for which America stands, it makes a mockery of the Bush-Cheney administration's lofty rhetoric about exporting freedom across the globe. We can export freedom across the globe, but we'll cut it out in our own country.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 19 points. This is AP Radio News. It's a scandal that lawmakers say compares to the likes of Watergate and Enron. Hewlett-Packard's former chairwoman, Patricia Dunn, was on the hot seat on Capitol Hill. She appeared before a House subcommittee to say she was unaware that obtaining phone records of board members was illegal.
I am neither a lawyer nor an investigator. And in this matter, I relied on the expertise of people in whom I had full confidence based upon their positions with the company and my years of experience in working with them.
Dallas police are not happy with Terrell Owens. Owens disputed the police report that he attempted suicide. Here's the AP's Jamie Aaron.
There was a lot of privacy laws that were cited yesterday and the police not responding, but the union folks today said that T.O. and his people owe them an apology.
The union chief in Dallas says police were doing their job and now they're being criticized by what he called some fancy little football person. Throughout, Terrell Owens is questionable for the Dallas Cowboys' next game. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831.
JR, for my friends at SinusBuster.com, the all-natural, and I mean all-natural line of products that relieve migraine pain, help you stop smoking, lose weight. Would you like smoother, younger-looking skin, reduce lines and wrinkles, help control adult or teenage acne? It's all-natural Capsiderm. The power of the pepper strikes again. Online at SinusBuster.com. Coming soon to better stores nationwide, all-natural Capsiderm.
Attention business owners, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors. Are you tired of high tax rates and being a target for lawsuits? Then consider incorporating in tax-free Nevada. Nevada is extremely corporate-friendly and pro-business. It offers some tremendous benefits that other states don't. Nevada has no corporate or personal taxes, and Nevada allows for a higher level of privacy for a business and its owners. So if privacy, asset protection, and tax savings are important to you, call Nevada State Corporate Network at 866-854-5282. If you have a business or personal assets, you need to protect yourself and your family from lawsuits. The bulletproof protection from Nevada corporations makes it virtually impossible to get at your hard-earned assets. Get the protection you need and all the tax benefits you're entitled to. Incorporate today before it's too late. Call the knowledgeable experts at Nevada State Corporate Network for a free consultation. They can get you incorporated by phone in just minutes. Call now, 866-854-5282. 866-854-5282. That's 866-854-5282.
You're on the freeway, trying to get to work, but it feels like you're sitting in a parking lot. I feel your pain and have your relief. Go to My PC. With Go to My PC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. Your home, a coffee shop, anywhere you'd rather be. It's fast, easy, and best of all, painless. Just log on to gotomypc.com with your secure username and password, and you'll have instant access to all your programs, files, network resources, and email, just like you're sitting in your office. Go to My PC is simply the best remote access service on the market. Serious subscribers can try Go to My PC free for 30 days with unlimited access. For this special offer, visit gotomypc.com. Click on the radio listener button and use promo code Sirius. That's gotomypc.com, promo code Sirius, for a full month free of Go to My PC.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
Coming to you from the part of the building that will not be deep fixed. Told you. Stay tuned, boys. It's kind of like a need-to-know basis. There is a need-to-know basis, and then there is a deserve-to-know basis. I'll bring you up to speed on what I'm talking about, folks. Just be cool, be cool. Good to have you with us here on the Ed Schultz Show, 1-877-934-6833. This is where America comes to talk, the Ed Schultz Show. We don't screen them, we take them cold, because we want the truth. That's all we want is the truth. Say it loud, you're proud with the truth right here on the Ed Schultz Show. Gosh, the Republicans are pretty cool about this. They've got it down to the headlines and the bullet points, but we just as Americans haven't seen the complete fine print. This is a big day if you're paying attention to terror and how, who and where and how we're going to protect America. You know, the irony in all of this is that they can wrangle back and forth in the House and the Senate about this interrogation bill and about the surveillance bill. You know, after November 7th, depending on who has the majority, if it goes the way we think it's going to go and the way we want it to go, all of this is going to be changed. I mean, the bottom line, folks, is you just have to get off your ass and be somebody on November 7th and make sure you stand up and be counted. That's it. How can they wait this long and just all of a sudden we're now, ooh, this is kind of a religious connotation. We are 40 days and 40 nights away. 28 shows remaining to the big, big show. 40 days and 40 nights. We begin our walk across the desert to find truth. on November 7th. I know I've watched that Camp Jesus thing a couple times, but you know what I mean. All right. Oh, gosh, we've got to celebrate here. Anybody got some champagne? House Majority Leader Tom DeLay was indicted by a Texas grand jury on a charge of conspiracy to violate political fund laws. That was September 28th, 2005. That was 1 year ago today. So that's something we can celebrate. There might be something else we can celebrate a little bit later on today, too. We'll bring you up to date on that. All right. Jane Harmon is alleging that there's another intelligence estimate floating around. How'd the big dinner go last night? How do you feel as an American when it comes to the two players won't shake hands and we don't have a guy who will sit at the table and say, look, you're going to get along and you're going to get along because we've lost American lives and we're going to get to the bottom of this and one of you two is going to have to come up with bin Laden. Now, how are we going to do it? Now, that's being tough on terror. That's bringing them into the White House and going through all the, you know, the royalties of it and the, and how formal it can be and how the